Okay, welcome back to another episode of Birmingham Live. We are live in Birmingham. This is Casey.
And this is Bill. And we're back together again. So, a week later, and we've had a ton of rain in Birmingham.
Yep, ton of rain.
I hadn't paid attention to the rest of the country. All I know is that roads that always flood have flooded, and a few roads I've never heard of.
Right, flooding. Bunch of random roads that have flooded all over, and school's right. Been delayed, and got out early, and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, I grew up in Birmingham. We barely got out for snow, much less the
rain.
Possibility of a tornado, and now even the chance of rain. But I understand, I mean, this was really a lot of rain.
Yeah, crazy. I saw some numbers saying we're almost double the amount that we've normally had as yep. of this time, almost every city, so...
But with Birmingham, by the summertime, we'll have a drought, and the lakes will start drying up. And, yep.
And we'll wish we had a little rain.
Yep.
So, saw one thing in the rainy, depressing category. Despite declines that Alabama still leads in the opioid prescription category. So, patients received... For every 100 people, there was 97.5 prescriptions that were given for opioids. Obviously, that's been a big,
really?
Big problem in America and in Alabama specifically. But I guess in a little better news, in 2012, there was 143 prescriptions given for every 100 people. So that tells you right there that there was lots of abuse and over-prescribing and things like that. Still, yeah. You know, you got to figure over-prescriptions and things like that to still have almost 98 to every 100 people. But at least it's going down. So
well, yeah. I mean, it affects almost every family in some way or another in mm-hmm. America. And, of course, we know some people that have lost family members to, you know, to overdosing themselves, and so it's just been a tough thing. But hopefully, we're moving in the right direction.
Yep.
And so we actually were going to talk about that last week, I think, and we decided it was kind of depressing. So we're going to go upbeat with it now. And this is Valentine's week, which I'm sure all the men out there were
hopefully
prepared.
Remember.
Hopefully they remembered. I've been married 31 years now to your mama, and so we're gonna eat at home for Valentine's, and then not fight the crowds and go out the next night. How about you guys?
No, we are not. We are eating at Perry Steakhouse, so we like eating big for Valentine's and anniversaries and birthdays and anything else we
can
think of.
You're going to Perry's.
So we're going to Perry Steakhouse.
We're
gonna
go to Walk-On's the next night.
Yeah, Walk-On's is good in the Tattersall Park. So
yep,
it is good, but not as good as Perry's. So Perry's is where it's at. So also in the food world, we ate at Pappas Grill this week. So you know we have our show Birmingham Eats, where we go around and try out different restaurants and foods and things like that. So we went to Pappas, or Pappas as I call it. It's in Vestavia. Good old, I guess it's Greek, I guess
Greek,
you call it.
Yep,
Greek food.
Yep.
And
we each got the Euro.
Yep, some call them gyros, but
yeah,
it's Euro.
The millennials call them gyros, I guess. Mm-hmm. But they're Euros. Great Greek seasoned fish. Fresh fish. It's just
Greek
kind of
salads,
a good gym.
All kind of good stuff. And yeah, it's been fun so far doing Birmingham Eats. Of course,
yep.
It gives us an excuse to go out and eat some good food. But
that's right. You think about it. I mean, 52 weeks. We're going to visit 52 mm-hmm. restaurants this year. And, you got to do what you got to do.
Yep.
The ladies aren't real happy about it, but that's okay.
Okay. And then I guess... In the world of food and things like that, Liberty Park is finally getting a Chick-fil-A. So I know Vestavia took a while. All when we were growing up, they didn't have one until the past 5 years or so. So now Liberty Park is getting a Chick-fil-A in the Bray Shopping Center. So
yep, you got Liberty Park.
Good news for them.
Yep, Vestavia is kind of in two sections, and Liberty Park is out there on an island and sometimes forgotten, but. They've got a Chick-fil-A, so.
Yep.
Well, this weekend, Valentine's, of course, being on Friday, and then on Saturday, actually Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is the Birmingham Home Show at the BJCC, and that's just a good place to go if you're remodeling your home, thinking about remodeling or buying or selling your home. You want to get it ready.
Yep.
They're everything from builders to people that focus on bathrooms and kitchens to the.
And if you bought a house, then you should have gotten some free tickets. That's possibly right. In the past year. So.
Yep. And also at the BJCC on Sunday is Winter Jam 2020, which is a Christian faith-based concert. I think there's going to be the Passion Band there, mm-hmm. and Louis Giglio and David Crowder and the rest of them. I have no idea who they are.
Actually, funny story, it was Winter Jam probably 2011. And I was actually helping out doing some volunteer work and was pulled into one of the loading bays and trying to back the trailer out and actually almost hit and killed David Crowder. So there you go.
Really?
When he was walking out the thing. The trailer jackknifed and almost hit him. And when I saw who it was him. So that was at the Winter Jam. I think 2011 or 12 or so.
Yeah. So it's a good place to be. It's going to be colder this weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, and I know the Birmingham Legion, our soccer team that we have, I think they had like an exhibition match last weekend. The mayor was out there leading the chants and things like that. And the first home game will be on March 15th. Charleston Battery is who will be playing there, so that's kind of cool. And also getting ready for the World Games that are coming up in 2021. So, you know, they have the big time counter-downer, I guess you'd call it. Clicker.
Counter-downer.
Which we need to go out and see sometime. But counting down to the World Games, so I know they're talking about that's just going to bring all kind of publicity and income and things like that to the city. So that's cool to have that coming.
And you wouldn't remember this, but in 1996, when the Olympics were in Atlanta, they actually played some preliminary soccer games at Legion Field. But you're saying...
Yeah, this is like a mini Olympics, like a step or two down. So everything will be, and I think the new stadium's supposed to be ready by then too. So
yeah,
that'll be cool having that.
Well, and wrapping things up in the sports world, this weekend Alabama is in town. Well, in Tuscaloosa, playing LSU. That was a tough game last time in Baton Rouge that LSU won.
And, of course, the Bama-Auburn game was this past week.
And went to overtime, and
Auburn won that one. But
yep, so number 11, Auburn's on the road this weekend at Missouri. And then UAB is on the road at Middle Tennessee.
Yeah.
So not as much going on in the sports world this time of year in Birmingham. But
still some good stuff and things to look forward to, so...
One other thing before we go, I don't know if you have the date on you, but the Cousins Lobster.
This week? This weekend.
Okay. I was thinking it was coming up again.
I got an alert on Facebook, I think today or something, that it's this weekend. Yep.
Okay. So that's this weekend. Cousins Maine Lobster.
Mm-hmm. They'll be at the Avondale Brewery again.
Right. From like 2 to 7 this time. They were here a month ago. I guess we might have talked about it. They were here. Mm-hmm. And again, this is it's a food truck / restaurant. They have more food trucks. I think like 25 food trucks around the country.
Yep.
And they've got one or two in Charlotte. And the one in Charlotte's coming back to Birmingham because they did so well a month ago. So go out.
Yep. Lots of things to do out. Yeah, downtown this weekend. I think they always got the Pepper Place is always out there on Saturdays. So. Well, that is it for this week of Birmingham Live, and we will see y'all next week live in Birmingham.